Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
At the Hope Center, we believe in the power of mentorship to change lives. For over 19 years, we've been empowering youth through guidance, opportunity, and support. Through one-on-one and group mentoring, we provide students from grades 3 through 12 with safe spaces to grow, connect, and dream big. Our mentors are dedicated to creating lasting, positive change for every child. However, mentorship goes beyond the classroom. We create meaningful experiences, bowling outings, trips to the zoo, and special community events, helping young people build friendships and confidence. We also bring in local leaders to inspire and show our students what's possible, connecting them with real-world role models. Join us in building a brighter future. Visit HopeCenter1USA.com to learn how you can support, volunteer, or donate.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen, and we are here today with Ms. Mary Hunter of Home Instead. And I am so excited to have you here with us today.
I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we want to know all about all things Home Instead. Let's get started with a little bit of your background, Miss Mary. Tell me how you came to be involved with this wonderful company.
So I actually joined the team in March, so I'm pretty new to it, but I've learned a lot and have hit the ground running in North Mississippi. So I am a home care consultant for Home Instead, and so I cover the DeSoto County area and then Lafayette County. And so it's been... It's a fantastic company that I've just had the opportunity to grow with and learn so much already. And before that, I was in a totally different industry. So I was in sales for gift products. And so this has been a new adventure that I've loved it so much.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I can totally relate with that because I've probably done about 15 different things since the beginning of my job careers all the way through now. Everything from being an assistant manager in a garage selling tires, to a chauffeur for a limo and charter bus company, to a small business owner who did promotional products and t-shirts, and now event coordinator at the chamber. So I understand.
A jack of all trades.
And a master of none.
There you go.
But yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what is your primary day-to-day job look like? What do you do?
One of my favorite things about this role is really that I don't have a consistent day-to-day. So every day, Monday through Friday, it really is just kind of built around, our main schedule is built around what we call a care consultation. So for example, if you called me this morning and said, hey, Mary, I'm really interested in Home Instead, then I would, you know, kind of give you the rundown, and then I would come and actually meet with you. And what we call is that is like a care consultation. And so those are kind of sporadic throughout the week. Sometimes I'm doing things like a podcast. Sometimes I'm doing things, going to ribbon cuttings or going to, visit facilities, or, we do what we call quality assurance, visits. So we may go to a client, that we already have and go check in and make sure that we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, that they're happy with their services. So really my day-to-day changes, which is fun. I love the you know, that it's interesting and it changes. And so I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's probably one of the best things about what I do now as well, because it never looks the same. We do 80 some odd events a year, and that doesn't even count the ribbon cutting. Right. So, and then this whole thing, this is new. So I've only been doing the podcast hosting for right at a month now. So that's pretty spiffy. Yeah. So with the in-home care, because that's what you guys specialize in, is the in-home care. So what kind of things, what in-home care, what does that look like? What services, I guess?
So we can really do a range of services. We're non-skilled, non-medical, though. So we can do anything from light housekeeping, laundry. We can do med reminders, meal preparation. If you needed help bathing or using the restroom or, you know, transferring in and out of your bed or a wheelchair. We can really do anything that you need help with in your daily life. We are there to help. Just, you know, not non-skilled, non-medical. So we don't do injections or anything like that. But we really work alongside you and your family. We try to provide another set of hands in the home. And it's tough, you know, family members, what happens is they end up in a predicament where they're like, my mom's fallen, unfortunately. Or, you know, usually we see it where people are, something sudden happens and then they're like, what do I do? I don't know how to take care of my mom or my grandmother. I don't know how to get them out of the wheelchair, or they don't want me to bathe them or something like that. And so we really can come in and we, like I said earlier, we kind of do that care consultation where we come alongside you and we say, hey, Kristen, what are their needs? And so we come in, we build that plan. We build tasks that she may want. So if she wants a bath and your shifts are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if she wants a shift on Wednesday and she wants a bath, we'll put that in there and her caregiver will make sure that she's bathed and that she's dressed and that she has meal prepped. Or if she likes to sit outside on the front porch, if that's something that, you know, makes her day, then we'll help her get out there. We'll help her sit there and provide companionship. So it's really just customizable to what you need, which is the great thing about these services. And I feel like it just gives such a peace of mind, because Home Instead also, we are very intentional about our hiring process with our caregivers. So we have, you know, 7 background checks. We are drug tested. All of our caregivers are drug tested. They all go through and extensive training. So you really, when you're using Home Instead, you're really able to feel secure and safe in who's in your home, who's with your loved one. And that is something that we are very serious about and want to provide the best kind of care.
How long has Home Instead been in business? Can you tell me a little bit about the background of how it got started?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 1994, Lori and Paul Hogan started, he was a caregiver for his grandmother, and he started it just kind of as a providing care for family members, saw it as a need. And then in 94, he kind of started the business and then moved it into his area, which was Omaha, Nebraska. And then in 1996, our owners actually, Daryl and Susan Doan, they purchased the Memphis office or Memphis franchise, the South Haven franchise and the Oxford franchise. So they've had it for, I mean, a long, long time. And he's been really growing the area of Memphis and has really set the standard for home care since 1996. And then we've really grown into the North Mississippi area, still growing into it. And there's so much opportunity for growth with it. And that's kind of where I come in, and just trying to find those pockets of people who need services. And it's just an ongoing, you know, as people age, they realize, oh my gosh, like, what do I do now? And so that's really where getting the awareness of that these services are out there and we can help you. That's tremendous, because the amount of people that we get on the phone that are in a panic, I mean, truly in a panic, saying, my mom gets out tonight, you know, I can't help her. That is really where we want to be able to help you and get there and just give you some relief. And Daryl and Susan have just done a tremendous job with the community aspect of it and the, hiring caregivers, and I mean, just really all of it. It's been tremendous.
That's wonderful. So, okay, you had mentioned earlier about the process of becoming a caregiver, mm-hmm. and the very stringent rules and check-ins that you have to do in order to be able to be a caregiver for Home Instead.
Yeah.
So are you actively looking for caregivers?
We are always hiring, because our roster changes, you know, and our client roster changes. So we may end up with people in different pockets of DeSoto County, or we may end up with clients in different pockets of Lafayette County. And because of that, we like to have an ongoing roster of people who, with different skills. You know, some of our, we have different level clients, so 1 through 3. Some people are completely bedbound and they need more assistance. And so we like to have caregivers that are comfortable in all different types of situations, whether it be let's play cards and sit with a family member, or, you know, like I said, let's bathe somebody who's bedbound. So you really have to have a extensive roster in different areas. And so, yes, we are always, always hiring. And we also provide, you know, you have a customizable option for your shifts. So you could tell me, hey, I want someone to spend the night with my grandmother because I don't want her to be alone at night. And that gives somebody the option to work at night. If they work a day job and they want to try to pick up some extra shifts at night. So it really is flexible as from a caregiver perspective, which is great. And you can always, we have an office here in South Haven. We also have an office in Oxford, that you can apply in person or you can apply online. So that's always open and ready.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to dive a little bit deeper into all of the things that you guys provide. I know you have mentioned before in our talks about all the things that veterans have available to them that nobody knows about. So we're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes, but we need to take a small break because we absolutely have to recognize and thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat. So we'll be right back.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. We're here with Miss Mary Hunter of Home Instead. And before we went to commercial about to thank our sponsors, we were getting ready to talk about the veteran services that you guys provide and the education behind it. I've had an opportunity to sit down with her and speak about this previously and was blown away at the amount of things that are available to veterans that nobody knows about.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that and share with everyone some of the knowledge that you've already told me?
Sure, yes. And it has been such a learning experience for our staff as well. There are so many resources for veterans out there that we, you know, as a veteran, we've discovered that you may not be aware of, or your family may not be aware of. So we have started an education initiative, in this area that once we became a network provider with the VA, we discovered that there is a Homemaker Home Health Aid, which is essentially a benefit that you can receive by being a veteran through the VA. You do have to be enrolled in the VA healthcare system, so have a primary care physician at the VA or, you know, a case manager. But once you are enrolled, you can apply for all different, I mean, there's probably hundreds of different benefits that veterans can receive, but this one in particular, you can have a case manager assign you a certain amount of hours that you are given for a caregiver. So you can go in and you can have, you know, 13 hours a week, which is huge. If you start looking into 13 or more. So if you start looking into, I want somebody to come sit with my dad Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The VA is contracted with us. So you don't have to deal with anything. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to, I mean, it's completely a benefit to you as a veteran. So you can, have a caregiver come into your home or a facility, if you're in a facility, and you can have them come in and the VA pays for it, which is huge. And so we have just recently, I would say in the last couple months discovered this. We've been getting out into the community, trying to find just areas of veterans and meetings for veterans and different businesses that work with veterans so that we can get them this information. Because the amount of people that we go to veteran service officers, VSOs, in the area, and we've sat down with them and we've tried to kind of explain, hey, you don't have to use us. Definitely not. You don't have to use us. You can use any caregiver for this program, but you need to know about it. And somebody needs to help these veterans when they're looking for services or caregivers. So it's really amazing.
It completely blew my mind talking to you about how many of the VSOs didn't know about these programs. Yes. And it's what they do, mm-hmm. because they want to advocate for the veterans that are in their care.
Right.
And it's just not known.
No.
And I love the fact that y'all are not just educating the veterans, but you're going beyond that and educating those that support the veterans.
Yes.
Because a lot of times veterans aren't going to ask. They're wonderfully, wonderfully proud people that served their country, felt that that was what they were there to do,
yeah.
and they don't want to have to ask for help, but they truly are our heroes, and they deserve that help. They deserve to have the best care possible that's available to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's that was almost one of the most shocking things about this is every time we go, I say, oh, do you know about this Homemaker Home Health? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you feel like you need assistance? And, you know, it'll be somebody in a wheelchair. And they'll be like, no, I don't need assistance. What do you mean? And you're like, they're just so proud, you know, and they, as they should be. And they don't want any help because they don't feel like, don't worry about me, you know. And
yeah.
everybody deserves it, but especially our veterans. They
absolutely.
All, yeah, they all deserve it.
Well, I'm really excited about that. So if you are a veteran, if you are a VSO and you're watching this and you're like, I have no idea about any of these things, definitely reach out to Home Instead, mm-hmm. and let them help you. Let them educate you on all of the things that are available and how you can best serve your family members who are veterans. And that's just an incredible opportunity that
Absolutely.
You guys have really just led the initiative on. And that makes my heart so happy.
I know. It really is. It really is. It's amazing. I've been really fortunate to learn a lot about veterans and the VA and just things that I didn't know before that I feel like I can really help so many people now. It's been a blessing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to circle back around.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, we were talking about the different services that you guys provide. And what about transportation?
Yes.
What about getting these, your clients, these family members to and from the doctor's appointments? What if my grandmother wants to go to the grocery store, but
yep.
she's not able to do so on her own? Is that something that your caregivers do?
Yes. So something I didn't mention earlier, when we are going through that care plan, that is an option. You know, do you need a caregiver that can transport your family member or yourself? And so what we do is we have a 12-hour a week minimum, and we can kind of break that down into, we do 4-hour shifts. So you can do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 hours at a time. And we like to build those shifts around things, like I said earlier, bathing, but also if you said, I need to go to the doctor on Thursday, I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and I don't have a family member that can take me, then that week, or, you know, a little heads up, we can say, okay, great, Kristen, like, we'll pick you up and take you to the doctor. We'll sit there with you, and then we will bring you home. You know, our caregivers are able to do groceries, take you to the grocery store or go get groceries themselves for you. They can go help you pick up your medicine. They can take you to the doctor. Anything that really you being an elderly person or someone, it doesn't have to be elderly. You could be just homebound and need somebody to drive you somewhere. That is definitely in our realm of services and possibilities. So, you know, and we don't, to piggyback on that, we don't just limit ourselves to elderly. You know, if you have a major surgery, some people will have a hip replacement or something that kind of sets them back and they don't have family near them. that can help provide care, we can do, you know, 3-week services at a time. We're not in a contract, so we're in a service agreement. So what we do is, you know, you can begin services and end services within reason, you know, with a little heads up, but you can really cater your needs to our services. So that's another great thing about Home Instead that kind of sets us apart, is that we're not in a contract. So you're not bound by 2 years or, you know, whatever that may look like.
That's really incredible. It never even dawned on me that that goes beyond just senior care.
Right.
That I could have a surgery and with our work schedules and our children growing up and leaving the house, I could simply need a little extra help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I wouldn't even think of that.
Exactly.
I can't even imagine how many other people just wouldn't think of that. You would just make do.
Right. And exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you did mention that.
I know. I was like, yes, do that too.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, okay. So I have another question. You talk about the services that you provide in the home. And I mean, the business is called Home Instead. Mm-hmm. So that means instead of going into a facility, what does that mean?
Well, I feel like home is, they say home is where your heart is, but like, you know, home is, we like to say it is wherever you call home. So if, you know, you're in a position where you feel and your family feels that you need to be moved into a facility, which happens, that is your home. And so we can also provide services in a facility, and we can provide our normal 12-hour minimum, you know, a week, or we have what we call incremental care. And that can kind of be catered to the facility and their needs more. So it changes depending on facility. But what that looks like is you may have, let's say you don't need 4 hours a day, or you don't need 12 hours a week, but you do need someone every 15, you know, to come by every hour for 15 minutes. So that may look like you have someone coming in and saying, hey, have you taken your medicine? Are you sure that you don't need a snack? Or can I make up your bed for you? Have you taken a shower? You know, those, and it can be up to an hour. It can be, you know, you can kind of cater it, but that has been tremendous in some of our facilities in Memphis. We've done a really great job with kind of building incremental care in, and we're now really expanding that into the Mississippi territory. But that is it's a great way for people to have, and for facilities to have, an extra set of hands, because, you know, a facility is very busy, and staff, if you have a 11:30 medication that you need to take before you get transferred downstairs to eat, but that staff member doesn't, you know, doesn't get around until it's time for you to go downstairs, then it would be great if we had a caregiver that came in and said, hey, time for your medication, let's take it before lunch. So it just helps kind of give the family and the client a little extra help another set of hands and eyes on them. Absolutely.
That's awesome. I know that my grandmother at one time was in a facility and had to have a little bit of that extra care. And all of these places, they are short-staffed.
Absolutely.
There is just a huge need. And I imagine that you guys, the services you provide, as much as it is a blessing to the people that have hired you,
right,
it's even more of a blessing to those that are in the facility that are caring for them, because you're a second, you, like you said, a second set of hands, but absolutely, also a second set of eyes that are able to see things that maybe they wouldn't be able to see because they're not with them 24/7.
Right. Exactly. That's, you know, like you said, my grandfather, I have family that are in facilities, and I'm fortunate that my grandmother, lives down the road. And she, you know, he moved into the facility. She did not. And she spends a majority of her life at the facility with him, just because they've been married for so long and she doesn't know any different. And they're fortunate that they have each other. But, you know, if you live miles and miles away, you can't be with that family member. Knowing that they have somebody that goes in and sits down with them and can talk to them, or, hey, you know, the game's on tonight, you want me to turn on the TV? Or, you know, just knowing them really personally and helping to just kind of continue their life in a normal pattern, and providing those extra services, it does really alleviate the stress of a facility staff member that is like, oh, I know, you know, Mr. So-and-so wanted to watch the game, but I can't get up there. Or I know that, you know, I need to change the sheets, but I can't do it for another 2 hours. It just, it really does help the facilities and definitely the clients, but the facilities as well.
Awesome. Well, I have one last little question for you. If somebody needed your services, well, when somebody needs your services, what is the best way to be able to contact you to find Homestead and to start that process?
So the best way to get in contact with us, you can Google Homestead. The local franchise number should pop up when you Google it. And it'll pull you up to the website as well, which has all of our information. And then you can give us a call at that number. And then if it, you know, you can leave a voicemail, or you can, if you get through to us, then we will set up a care consultation. Go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with
us. Thank you so much for having us.
I love what you do. You have got to have just the biggest, awesomest smile on your face every day, to go home knowing you've helped people.
That was one of the main things I loved about, you know, interviewing for this job. Because it was such a, like I said, such an industry shift. And I said, I just love that I have a purpose every day. You know, yeah. I have a purpose, and you do too. You know, you know how that feels. So it's been great. And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
So you guys, definitely, if you are in need at all for any reason to have just an extra set of hands, an extra little bit of encouragement and help, if you just want a little companionship in your day-to-day, reach out to Homestead and let them see how they can best help you. We are so excited that we were able to have them here on our podcast today. I'm Kristen Engelkay. You've been watching South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done so yet, please go like, share, and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.